and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Thursday, February 16th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And like I said, this is the Thursday, February 16th edition of Talking Heads. And we're going to open up the lines today again, too, in short order. Still got lots to talk about. But before I do that, you know, I'm going to make sure your mind's in a good place. 323-6232, phone lines are open. 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. And, of course, I want to make sure your mind's percolating. Well, a lot of noise in the market. Yeah, I don't want you to get caught up. But listen keenly. Just don't get caught up, you know. Sift it like the old, you know, gold miners used to do. You sift out the dust and the dirt and keep the gold. All right, keep the nuggets. Flush the all right. So, playing for Joker's Wild Party passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, lunch of the New York Choice from Naughty Johnny's. It is fully loaded. The bag is full. You know how to get your answers in. Here's your brain teaser. Hey, that's a really good question. That's a good one. Y'all may Google that one, though. Ooh. That's a good one right here. I like this one. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. Survey revealed that 42% said they often lie about how much this or of this they consume. What is the thing that 42% of Bahamian women lie about when it comes to telling people how much of this that they consume? What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Why you do that? Why all of y'all jump to alcohol right away? Huh? Right away, alcohol. Alcohol. No. Percentage is higher than that with alcohol. See where y'all mind that. Well, y'all, while y'all work on that, well, you know what I'm working on. I'm going to work on the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? Brought to you by Fine Threads. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. All right. Let's jump on in. What's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian? News and views in Madison since 1844. Going it alone will not work. PM touts shared interest of region. Too far from victory on women's rights. And a top CARICOM honor for Dame Janet. That's Dame Janet Boswick, and I think that's a well-deserved award. The whole shared interest of the region, man. I get it, but remember, Mr. PM, charity starts at home. Still a lot of pontification on the shantytown issue. You got a green light, sir. Time to do what you said you would do. Protesters arrested ahead of CARICOM meeting. Read more on that. I don't know why people like to call me when I'm on there. They hear me talking on the radio, but then they can call me anyway. Like, I can pick up the phone and answer. Let's see some other headlines. You know? Bell says police investigating alleged abuse by immigration officers. Murder convict appeals conviction. So you got your headlines jumping out. But the biggest one still, CARICOM is here. I understand we have dignitaries and diplomats from all over the world. I'd like to welcome all of them. And I'd like to shout out my favorite PM in the region, outside of Mr. Davis. And of course, you know, I cannot forget, you know, the PM of Barbados, another one who I'm a huge fan of, Ms. Mia Motley. However, got a shout out, my favorite PM of the region, my favorite light, bright, and almost white, representing Beige Brothers to the world again. You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Producer? Mr. Holness from Jamaica. You know, you ever notice his speeches in his press conference? They'll be rolling along and then he'll throw some dance all in there. Lord of mercy, fully dance. Man, for God's sake. Most entertaining press conference you ever see. Make plenty sense, you know. But it ain't going to bore you to sleep. It keep you entertained. Put a little dance all in there. Make you want to drink a red stripe and eat some jerk while you listen to him. For real. So I'd like to big up, you know, the PM of Jamaica, Mr. Holness. One of my favorites, sir. YouTube sensation, TikTok legend. Mr. Producer, you ain't ever seen it? Type it in. All you got to do is type in Holness Fully Dunce. Watch the speech, and I can watch you from here, and I can watch you bust out laughing. When I see you start slapping, I know what time it is. You are now fully dunce. All right. So you got your headliners. And again, the whole CARICOM situation, yes, we have to have a heightened security presence, but I don't get, like, one day when you have protesters on the cable beach strips, it's all locked down. And out of day, well, you just ride wherever you need to go. And what's your take on businesses being closed and not being able to make money? Was it a case of what's going on, or was it a case of the gathering that they had on the strip? Because again, I said that was a protest. And I think, you know, we've established that a permit was you know, applied for, but not granted. So that, you know, but again, I didn't see a mob out there, and I didn't see a mob mentality up until that point. I don't know where it would have escalated to. I don't know where it would have, you know, gone to, but a lot of people still left today just amazed, gobsmacked. Like, where are we in 2023? And that comes from the whole spectrum. The younger portion, set smack dab right in the middle, and the older generation. Everybody amazed. I ain't never seen nothing like it. What's your take on it? Let me know. But all y'all answers are wrong. Nope, 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 nope. How we get to alcohol and sex toys? Really? Anyway. Let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll check out the global warming. We're seeing the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you by KFC Nassau. And we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, all on the flip side of the break, as the Thursday, February 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Texas, keep it coming, and you're still wrong. Fruits, nuts, no. How you put fruit, nuts, and sex toys in the same text? Where your mind at? Mr. Producer, it's Thursday, obviously. Let's get to the break.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9. If I'm right, I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines in 1 second. Hold tight, getting ready to come to you right now. Right now, I got to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, John's has small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. All right? In addition to all the goodness they got going on. So be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John's serving you. It's a pleasure. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasure, good evening, my good buddy.
Boy, what you buzzing on today, Sparky?
Boy, you know, sometimes in life you realize that you're never too old or too big to be a man to apologize. Yesterday I made some comments about something that I must apologize, but then I understand why I did, because, you know, sometimes you're not aware of some things until it comes right back in your face. Yesterday, I was complaining about the traffic around the Bahama Hotel and listening to people and all them hot videos about Bahamians complaining about the police and Brave Davis and everybody taking away their constitutional rights to assemble on the Bahamian beach, and the foreigners can go on the beach and the Bahamians can't go on the beach, and all of that rigmarole. Until naughty something happened to me yesterday, you wouldn't believe it.
What happened to you, Sparky?
You told me one or two times about my things going viral and stuff around the world.
Yeah.
Yesterday, nobody believed this happened because I got at least 20 to 30 witnesses. I was up in Camperdown area around, a lot of us guys who retired today. Was up there yesterday around a friend's pool. He's renovating this pool and everything. He finally put all the water in yesterday. And, you know, we found there having some cold ones, man. All of a sudden, naughty out of nowhere, believe this or not, naughty, we got a call. One fella got this call. He says, Sparky, somebody's asking if you up here. I said, yeah. Well, they say, Sparky, some people want to come to see you. They are down by the Hotel Bahama. I said, who people? They say, well, hi, Riker, Dignitary is on the way up here with entourage, outriders, and everything. I said, for what? Say, this person loved my videos and things with Van Viren, and they wanted to meet the so-called Sparky. I said, you're playing. Next call come back, they on the way. Nor you would believe it. We sat there, they made us put away all our cellular phones and everything, and out of the backyard walked this high-ranking dignitary. I am not at liberty even right to this day to even say who it was.
I believe, you heard me say my favorite PM in the region outside of our own, you know, PM, because I got to root for home regardless of, you know, whatever they do. You know, not Miss Motley. I think it was my brethren, Mr. Holness from Jamaica. Fully done.
But you know what I'm saying is,
I come to drink a cold Guinness with you. That's what I believe.
You know, the point is, you know, I can't say if it's a he or she. They made sure everybody who took pictures deleted the pictures.
Nicely played. Nicely played, Sparky.
They made sure everything was done. I couldn't even get a picture of me with the individuals. They said they had outriders, police security, defense force officers, security guards with the person, and then they played close police and police. All of them in this entourage to come up to see Sparky. I said, what the hell going on here? But I really felt honored when the person said about the videos, they liked some and they ate some, that kind of thing. But to see the security that individual was traveling with, Donnie, this is what I'm talking about. I understand why the police had to do what they had to do, because what I was told, Donnie, when these international affairs go on, they have to secure an area sometimes up to 10 miles around the area.
Man, Sparky,
for protection.
You know what my producers say? They brave is trying to speech you up by sending you a visitor. That's my producer.
No. Let me tell you something. Mr. Davis didn't even know that person was up there.
Now you can be jealous of that too. You know that, right?
I tell you, Mr. Brave Davis.
You didn't touch him in that, and the IET for photo up from him? Jesus, Lord, you in problem.
I begged for a video. They said two fellas got the video. They told me the videos will be released when the person leave the country.
So you say you're sorry now. You're apologizing to Belize.
No, I apologize. When I say apologize, now I understand why the police and defense force officers were under strict orders to operate the way they are. That is for the sole protection of our politicians and our invited guests.
All right, I just wanted to make sure we had the apology music on for you.
Those people, when they travel, some terrorists could be anywhere in the world, white, black, green, yellow, or Chinese, and take them out. So they have to be protected.
All right, Sparky.
To the police department, Sparky say, go and do your job. Do it the best way you could.
All right, Sparky, be safe, and you keep doing yours. Let people play. Let people apologize for Sparky. Because that's what Sparky trying to say. He's sorry. Royal Bahamas Police Force. Sparky say he's sorry. Defense Force. You already say he's sorry too.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
Well, you see that, Sparky? We fixed your apology right up. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is a patriotic Bahamian.
Okay.
That's who this is.
All right.
And I am really disappointed in Sparky. Because
okay.
It's obvious he's singing for something. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When have you seen dignitaries come to this region or any other region, and they don't come under heavy guard or heavy security? When?
It's part of the protocol.
Exactly. And wherever they go, wherever in the world they go, there's always protests and that kind of thing. That is allowed.
Correct.
Huh? All he doing, he disappoint me as a dad. I almost cussed you. Disappoint me as a man. That is very, very, very disappointing. Mr. Lincoln Bain and them, if they watch the same videos I watch, those protesters did absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
I didn't see any. All right, listen, I know some will say that, okay, he needed to apply for a permit to protest. Okay. So at that point, that's fine. But at that point, I didn't see a crowd worthy enough that one warranted a protest or signified a protest. I saw a gathering.
Listen.
And I've seen gatherings before on that strip with people holding up placards and so on and so forth with no problems, with no police presence.
And they couldn't even block traffic because all the barricades was blocking the traffic from going that way. So you couldn't say that. But let me tell you how duplicitous this thing is. Those protesters or who, so Mr. Bean, those presented the officers with wristbands on their hand issued by the hotel, right? So if they were standing up outside there and they was getting in the way or something or was going to cause a problem, how come all the other guests that were staying at that hotel were allowed to move about around that hotel freely? As a matter of fact, in probably closer proximity to the meeting than where those protesters was outside in the street, huh? Why didn't the other guests from in the hotel with the same wristband on?
I wanted to know why today I could drive right down the whole Cable Beach Strip on Bahama Boulevard with no police presence and
let me tell you something.
No lockdown and no nothing.
Let me tell you something.
Now, mind you, there was presence. Like, there was presence at the entrances of the hotel, as it should be. But
let me tell you
Boulevard.
Something. When I went to Mexico for my old job, BTC, me, my boss, and everybody, we stayed. We went on a 2-week seminar. The hotel was fine for the first 3-4 days. When we came back after lunch or something on the fifth day, all of a sudden we had to go to all these metal detectors and all kinds of things to get out of this one and what happened. You know who was there? Who came on the fourth day? Kim Jong-un, his mother, and his guards and stuff. Uh-huh. But that didn't stop us from accessing certain portions of the hotel as guests. So listen. Like, I better be glad anyway, because I really want to say something to Sparky. Tell this man like Demi and Geno Kowunas, man. Stand up for what is right.
Are you sure Sparky will fire back? Are you sure we get back from Sparky?
And I can leave with this. You know, I am really a patriotic Bohemian. I am also an American. I don't know if I should say that, but listen.
Man, we don't have politicians say there's Bohemian and American men are convenient. I don't know if they give up the passport yet either, so go ahead.
Listen, I never thought about the thought of leaving this country, you know. But you know something? That is very high on my agenda going forward because this place is gone. This is finished. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man. Stay and fight, though. Don't go nowhere. Stay. Dig your heels in a little more and keep fighting. Let me check a text real quick. Let me get to the phone lines. Naughty behavior people are calling for this administration to resign forthwith. This is not Cuba or Korea. Who the hell they think they are? Naughty, what do you think of having a joke of the day on your show? You can read jokes from other comedians. There are thousands of short jokes out there. May have people laugh in these crazy times. Anyway, just a thought. Keep up the great work. Thanks. Boy, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. Them old It's Just Comedy clips I used to play. I like them, hey. Yeah, we might get into some of that. Let me see if I get Mr. Producer to chop me up some. Without the expletive deletives, you know? You ain't got no problems. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, that's my brother. And, you know, the brother, I agree with the next caller, right? But, you know, I'm not singing for supper. But somebody irked me, right? When I heard such BS on the radio. Of course, the terrorist or the shooter wouldn't be a Bohemian, much less Lincoln, because we know what he's thinking. And Lincoln is a former police officer, right?
Right.
So, I had a conversation with Lil Lang, you know. I always listen to Lang because you can learn a lot from Lang. But the thing is, I just wanted to share that particular security model in that whilst you're paying attention to the blocks, it could be an inconspicuous, innocent-looking Caucasoid with a glasses and a laptop who could be into something nefarious, right or wrong?
Yes, sir.
So the fact that the protesters were willing to adhere and follow the mandates by the police officers, they went to Goodman's Bay, they tried to put them on the beach so they couldn't give a speech, whatever it was, right? But, I love the young lady. You know, I heard she was in the hospital, but I was wondering why they didn't mention that. But then the thing is, Naughty, most of us are self-inflated and we want to play important, right? But I agree with the next caller in that the country is gone, right? But, the thing is, freedom is flying away whilst we are all polarized and listen to the lies. But, you know, I listened to the PM speech parts of it, but he talked about the drug running and then the human smuggling and et cetera, but... I was trying to find it was true because there was something circulating on WhatsApp with a highly ranked officer mixed up in a shipment of drugs in Congo Town.
Yeah,
it's on Bahama Press, but nobody heard about it.
I've seen it circulating, but you got to consider the source when it comes to that, you know.
But it's Bahama Press. I mean,
how many retractions you seen them make before too? Though, let's be real.
I didn't hear you.
How many retractions you seen them make before? Prior to
just on a concrete chart, but what I'm saying is, what's going on now? Be willing to be selective in reporting the news now, Naughty. But what I'm saying is, the cameras are needed in any which way. I was highlighted with the Tyree Nichols abroad and at the Goodman's Bay incident at home, and the one where they slammed the young man. All kind of different things. The cameras is needed. So what is the point, Naughty? What I'm saying is, Naughty, let's think.
What's the point of having this equipment if we don't use them?
Why would you come to visit me on a motor scooter? Listen to me. If tomorrow I was leaving for Zion, I wouldn't stay a minute more. But I have a 6-month-old son, right, Naughty? Because these ways of life we're facing, I can't deal with it. It's no fight when everyone likes. You know, from grade 10, I remember there was a fight going on in St. John's. I stood up for a guy, then all the grade 11 and grade 12 stand up. I mean, stand still. All right, so I don't know who have gonads, but the young ladies sure have more gonads than some of us. You know, and we're in a pitiful state, man. You know, everyone on the plantation, you know, of course, we wouldn't want anything to happen to the PM, but I'm afraid that they created a false security paradigm. You know, the security paradigm is beyond that perimeter. It's all over. It's the airport. It's at the ports. It's, you know, and so don't be surprised by the behavior of the officers, because they know why they don't want the cameras. And if they invited Justin Trudeau, the despot, mm-hmm. the blue-eyed bully from Canada, don't expect nothing good, man, because all those guys are despotic and dictatorship. I mean, dictatorial. Bless them.
Yeah, man, be safe. Talking Heads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Naughty?
Everything good.
Oh, yeah, I know, but you, well, I seem to me like Sparky thinking someone come put pressure on Sparky now.
Man,
I
couldn't even crack joke on Sparky, because when I look over, Mr. Producer say, boy, look like Brave trying to speed him up, boy, blowing smoke, eh?
All week, Sparky being soft and up calling the radio with these soft talk with Brave, this, the police, that. That's a bunch of foolishness, but friggin' the police need to take security measures. What kind of security they had walking through the airport? What kind of security they had on the route to the hotel? What kind of security they got in the airport? I mean, in the hotel? That's just a bunch of garbage with security measures.
It's been fluctuating conveniently.
No, because these people go into restaurants, they go in towards, they, you know what I mean? Come on. You know what you're asking for these people?
Like I said, the properties are secured, as they should be, but like I said, the surrounding areas, people should be allowed to make money. They shouldn't be closed now.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, and it just seemed to me like Sparky gets some pressure put on him. Now he's trying to soften up your talk.
You think he's trying to keep that crown line for farming? He's trying to hold on to that?
He's trying to get an extra crown line. And even for the last two callers, right? But I ain't leaving the Bahamas. He ain't no one that run me with this country. He ain't no Haitian, no illegal immigrants. Nobody can run me with the Bahamas.
Yeah, you got to dig your heels in and fight, man.
That's what matter you going. You going someplace else to get treated like a second-class citizen? If I get treated by, let me get treated by them. You know what I mean?
And fight all the way down in the process.
Exactly.
And no, right, no, I have no answers to the assigned questions. None, I haven't been able to empower the mechanism.
Also, too, when was the last time or when you hear the PLP put out a piece of legislation? This administration. I still waiting for them to put out a meaningful piece of legislation that tackles crime, that tackles illegal immigration, that tackles the social welfare program.
They put out a plan, you know.
A piece of legislation.
No, well, they didn't get to the legislation, but they put out a plan, a flight plan.
Yeah, anyone can put out a plan.
It's a flight plan.
Them.
That's what I'm saying. So I guess...
All right, man, I think I'm going to listen.
I guess he can legislate our seats every man's day.
All right, man, I continue to listen.
Be safe, man. Let me check the Texas real quick. Sparky, some of us here who have one little job under this government, we cannot call your show, but we love you and we love the show, and we can't wait to kick Brave Davis and his political backside out of office. But thank you very much, and all right, you might get escorted him, you know, you ain't got to drop chicken. Sparky, we love you, but you disappoint us. You say you're over 70 years old. Now you're singing for your supper. Tell Brave, go sit down. You're as a man. Or what, Sparky? You listening to Brave telling you what to do? Boy, Sparky, you ain't got the Texas heart with you, boy. Naughty, good day. What Lincoln does did is ideal assembly or unlawful assembly. Furthermore, if you watch the video, multiple officers ask them to move and leave the area. Failing to do so is another charge. Failing to move and requested to do so by police officers. He applied for a permit, but it was not granted. Thank you, officer, for clarification on the law. Appreciate that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Well, Donnie, you know you got to give me a minute to defend myself.
Yeah, man, go ahead, Goblin. Go ahead, because they ordered you to check now. I ain't going to lie. You look like you've been, you know, changing.
Donnie, not more than 1 hour come at me, eh?
No, boy, couple well.
I hate General Custer.
That speaks to your popularity. You ain't
know, I General Custer. General Custer say over there, I think they friendly Indians. He found out that he had about 36 hours with him.
Well, you got about 16 now, so go ahead. What you got?
Well, look here. Did you hear me say anything about the protesters? I didn't say anything about any behaviors that were protesting anything. I just said that I don't need to sing for anything. Okay? I got enough corned beef and white rice here. No, are you still there?
I'm right here listening.
I don't have to sing for anything. I was just saying, as I see it, because what I saw, I figured that I misunderstood the way what I was seeing. Everything I was seeing was coming to me through WhatsApp and everything from different people, from the lady on the beach, the people around Goodman's Bay, and all that. And then the drone shot from the traffic backup from miles around. I was all upset myself. But when I saw, like I told you, when I saw the entourage that came in my area, now whatever reason that was that they came looking for me as an individual, naughty, that could happen to any one of those 20-something fellas sitting around the pool.
So, Johnny,
and I could have been there just like them in amazement watching some foreign dignitary.
So they just hate me on you.
Up to these people that call themselves leaders around the world.
So,
no matter what, when they're in your presence, you look up to them for what they have obtained. Now, whatever happens to the PLP and Brave Davis, the Bahamian people will decide that on election day when they have. Sparky only has one vote. I have one X if I live long enough.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of influence, Sparky. You brag on your influence.
So I assert myself from what I see. I speak my mind. And I don't sing to nobody for nothing. I thank God for the day I breathe every day and the night I go to sleep every night. And I look forward to another day like everybody else. I was born here May the 4th, 1951, and I ain't going nowhere.
All right, check this text out. Naughty, I don't know why Sparky's so upset. What happened? Was he promised an ambassadorship and he didn't get that? What else Sparky want?
Man, I can't even tell you the last time I saw Mr. Brave Davis.
Man, play the song, man, Mr. Producer.
Pay
people again.
To get some juju.
Some juju? Hey, nah. Just the next touch is naughty. Sparky sounds like he paid off and he didn't get fully paid.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I am a PLP and I'm proud to be one. And I can say that. Have a good day.
Hey, Sparky, one more before you go. They say naughty Sparky need to return our land. He's 70 plus, but he could do with that land. I hope he don't hire any diggers.
No, I can feed them some tomatoes and cabbages and whatever they want to eat. I can feed them because all they're growing is crabgrass and bougainvillea. I can grow food. Have a good day.
You too. Oh, boy. Let it play a little more. Sparky still sound like he apologizing.
By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
Boom! Let's go back to the phone line. Talking Heads, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Yankee.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Yankee? What you got for me?
Yeah, I just got a little upset with the producer because he got Sparky was able to get back on your phone twice before I was able to get
it. Man, but I got to let Sparky defend himself now. Everybody lighting Sparky up, no pun intended. So, you know, you got to if they was doing it to you, I'd let you defend yourself, too.
Yeah, well, anyhow, with respect to what happened yesterday, that ought not to have happened, and I am now saying... But I just listened to replay of the late Dr. Maris Manu, and he said 2017 will determine whether we go forward or backward. Well, we have gone backward. And what is even worse is that we have now come to the point where slavery is abolished from 1834, right? And what kind of the Bahamas are we living in when it appears that persons demonstrating peacefully are being suppressed by the authorities? Are you serious? Well, what Bahamas we come to expect today? We have moved away from way back in the 60s, and now we have gone backward, like Dr. Maris Manu said. We're literally gone backward. All right? So Mr. Brave Davis and his administration got to get the priorities together. And it's not only backward, it's embarrassing because it's happening at a time when you have invites. You have dignitaries from all... throughout the Caribbean and a part of Latin America and a part of the United States in your country, and just the kind of respond that they're going to, this is the kind of situation they're going to be able to look at. We better, we got to get our act together. I have no apology for this. This is just outright madness that we can have this. What's the Lyndon fought for in the day of apartheid? Why do you think Nelson Mandela came to the Bahamas the very first time he was released from prison? Come on, man. We got to get wake up. Anyhow, thanks for taking my call, man.
I feel you, Big Yankee. Thanks, man. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is C. Allen Johnson. Just a quick note.
C. Right? Allen, you got 2.5 minutes. We got to get
there. Not that long. Yes,
I get back to it. I got your message.
Right. He saw the video where Lincoln Bingham was arrested without provocation from the police. He saw the video where they invited them to go to Guzman Bay. He saw the video where they asked him to go to the beach. He saw the video where they went to the beach and told him to leave. He saw the video where they aggressively went against the people. He saw the video where they took the camera, even to try to destroy the evidence by even taking the cameras and stuff from the newest reporter. He saw all of these things that goes against the sensibility of good governance. He saw the video where the world gets to see people peacefully beginning trying to assemble and the police using brutal tactics after getting consent for people who say didn't consent. Lincoln Bean had a video on his page showing where he sat at the police headquarters stating he sat with the commissioner of police and got consent. That was way before this thing even happened. And then you came for this. And he said, you see all of these things, but a visit caused him to rethink his sensibilities with his eyes saw that he then say, I'm now blinded to the reality of everything I saw and the police brutality, the police tactics, the violation of the Constitution is all right because somebody else had a whole bunch of police guards. We are got to be out of our mind if we believe violation of the Constitution. Let me understand this. Anybody who gives up freedom for security deserves neither. Thank you.
All right, Seattle. Always good to hear from you, man. Always strong contributions, man. Let's get one more caller in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Well, you had the chance. Anyhow, real quick on the text lines. Run the band, Mr. Producer, so we can get to the break and then to the news. Wondering how Braven and his supporters would have reacted if the police handled them like this when they had the corned beef protest. Interesting. Naughty, based on what I've seen from this video and the video footage of the assembly by Lincoln and his team, nothing was done to threaten or endanger the lives of those dignitaries. They're used to political demonstrations all over the world when attending these meetings to give the impression that everything is honky-dory in this country is nothing more than rank hypocrisy. Based on what I've seen, the heavy-handedness by the police was unnecessary. Well, you're all firing it off today, boy. Naughty, Sparky can be bought with a pint or a six-pack of Guinness. Boy, you're all wrong for that. Don't do my boy like that. At least a case. All right, let me see. Naughty, lies, all lies. Lincoln applied for permit and it was granted at the commissioner's office. Tell them 2,000 contract the year cronies to stop. I wish I had a copy of that. All right, that's it. Let's get to the break, man. Quick break. Top of the hour news is coming up next. On the flip side of the news, I'll give you an answer to today's brain teaser. All right? And we'll talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. We might creep it over a little bit since this topic's so hot. We'll see. But in the meantime, though, keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, February 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:11 is the time. And we got Pearly. We got Pearly and Peter. Pearly trying to get in, you know. Man, listen here. So we got Peter, right? All right, Peter. I come to you in a second, all right, bro?
Gotcha.
All right. Double check for Pearly. All right, and let me get this out of the way real quick while we wait for Pearly to zoom in. And we got a caller on the line. All right, caller, real quick. Let's take the caller real quick. And let me line up today in sports history. And then me, Peter, and Pearlie will chop it up. All right, we're good. Thank you for your impatience. All right. We got Pearlie now?
Hi, Rachel, in this corner.
But somebody turned the TV down in the background. Whatever sports show you're watching, turn it down.
Actually, I was listening to you.
Oh, well, turn me down.
All right.
All right, so we got Peter and we got Pearlie real quick. Let me get today in sports history out of the way. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Don't forget, my Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And on this day, February 16th in sports history, boy, we had a lot of events happen on this day, fellas. 1962, Jimmy Boswick, no relation to any of the Bahamian Boswicks, defeated his brother Pete to win the U.S. Open Court Tennis Championships for the third time. 1969, Alex Del Vecchio of the Detroit Red Wings scored his 1,000th NHL point. 1970, Joe Frazier began his reign as the undefeated, undisputed heavyweight world champion when he knocked out Jimmy.
I actually started a fight when he beat Ali in 71.
Okay, well, this one he beat Jimmy Ellis in five rounds. He lost the title on January 22nd, 1973, when he lost for the first time in his professional career to who? George Foreman.
Yeah, oh, I saw that fight too.
Yep. 1972, Los Angeles Lakers' Wilt Chamberlain topped the 30,000-point mark in his career during a game against the Phoenix Suns. He was the first NBA player to reach 30,000 points, and look how fast he did it. Because he scored 23,000 in his first seven seasons. So he was putting it up from back then, and no three-pointer. 1989, Roger Clemens of the Red Sox signed a three-year contract worth $7,500,000, and back then that was like buku bucks. 1992, the Los Angeles Lakers officially retired Magic Johnson's number 32 jersey. Johnson was the fifth Laker player to have his jersey retired. The other players were Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and more recently now, since his passing, Kobe Bryant. 1992, Michael Goulet of the Chicago Blackhawks became the 17th player to score 500 career goals.
Yep.
1997, Peter, like this one, Jeff Gordon became the youngest driver to win the Daytona 500. Get her done.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
1997, Mitch Richmond of the Sacramento Kings scored his 15,000th career point in the game against the Golden State Warriors. 1999, O.J. Simpson, the 1968 Heisman Trophy winner, his 1968 Heisman Trophy was actually sold for $230,000. A court judgment ordered the trophy to be sold to help settle a $33.5 million civil judgment against Simpson for the deaths of his ex-wife and her friend. 2004, the Pittsburgh Penguins lost their NHL record 12th consecutive home game. Also in 2004, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig approved the swap of Alex Rodriguez and Alfonso Soriano between the Rangers and the Yankees. The Rangers will also get a minor league player in the deal. And finally in 2005...
That was robbery without a gun.
Who got robbed?
Because his salary was ridiculous. The Rangers were just happy to unload all his salary.
Wasn't the Yankees who got robbed?
You thought Soriano went in the toilet after that?
I didn't say the Yankees get robbed. I'm saying that they were trying to unload A-Rod's contract, and that's what they had to do to get rid of it. He had a 10-year, $250 million contract.
Which now seems like pocket change.
But back then, it's a lot of money, and the Rangers just couldn't afford it. So you have to take what you can get. Anything to unload the contract.
That's why I say the Rangers got robbed.
No, they got what they wanted. They got the money. They got money.
All right.
This sports quote of the day.
At the end of the day, which team got the most production out of the player they got?
Okay.
I rest my case.
It's fine. Earl wants to go down the, well, you know, he's the best guy when shooting after 8 o'clock at night, when it's 85 degrees outside.
No, hold on now, Peter. Let's be honest. Didn't the Yankees win a championship with Alex Rodriguez when he got there?
They did.
What did Texas do with Soriano?
But that's not the point. The point is the Texans, what their objective is, they got their objective, right?
Peter, so we never disputed that. I never disputed what the objective was. I mean, that wasn't the point. All I said was they get robbed.
No,
and in hindsight of the trade, at the end of the day, The Yankees got more value because they got more out of A-Rod than the Texas Rangers got out of Soriano. That's all I'm saying. I'm not disputing why the trade was made, you know. I understand that.
Okay, well, do you understand that the word robbed means that you got swindled? They weren't swindled. Their objective was to unload salary. That was the main objective. And they
all right, Peter.
No, but
Peter,
hold on.
Peter, when I said that was a figure speech, a sports terminology, figure speech, you won't get Webster technical. All right, fine. If you won't get Webster technical, I'll use a different word. The Texas Rangers didn't get a good deal out of it. Didn't win out of that or something. Whatever you want to say. And let's not argue semantics, okay?
Okay, check this out.
I still disagree with you, but go ahead.
All right. This is what happened. Let's look at the trade then. Let's look at this trade. The Yankees obtained a 28-year-old shortstop, at the time who was Alex Rodriguez, for Alfonso Soriano and a player to be named later. The Yankees would eventually send Joaquin Arias to the Rangers to complete the move. Rodriguez okayed the deal, waiving his no-trade clause and agreeing to move to third base because of incumbent shortstop Derek Jeter. Bud Selig approved the trade. The Rangers took on $67 million of the $179 million A-Rod was still owed under historic $252 million contract, though they did save some of it when A-Rod opted out of the deal. Texas is still paying Rodriguez under his previous contract, even though the Yankees signed him to a new deal 2 winters ago. Well, that's obviously back in this is a dated article. The Rangers ultimately moved money despite the salary and still owed A-Rod. Soriano was set to earn $5.4 million in 2004, his first season of arbitration eligibility, and the difference between the two star salaries contributed to the Rangers' decision. And then, of course, the Rangers signed Soriano later to a monster contract, really, that he didn't live up to. But that's a different story. At that moment... In that moment, they unloaded a ton of salary and took on $5.4 million. So for a salary ditch, they won. For a long-term success on the field.
They took on $5.4 million plus $67
million. Yeah, that's right. So they took on $72 million. So they got A-Rod for $72 million, and the Yankees picked up $132
million.
Right. So they saved $120 million. So it's pretty good.
Yep, 120 million or more, actually.
Now how many championships or how many playoff games did Soriano help the Texas Rangers win?
How much did anybody help?
Because remember now, Soriano had 274, all right, in two seasons for the Rangers with 64 homers and characteristically poor plate discipline. And he was worth $12.9 million. You know, and they would go on to flip Soriano to the Nationals for Armando Galarraga, Tremel Sledge, and Brad Wilkerson after the 2005 season. So 2 years of Soriano market value doesn't seem like much for A-Rod, but as Jerry Fraley of the Dallas Morning News pointed out right after the trade, the Rangers had limited negotiating power. In a sense, they had to take what they could get. Yeah. So...
They gave A-Rod a huge deal, which was, I think, is the biggest in baseball at the time. It was historic. And then they're like, oh, by the way, we can't pay you. So, you know, I think, but their front office has gotten a lot better over the years. I think those guys were fired. So I'm happy with the Raiders organization. They're moving in a much better direction now than they were before. So, good stuff.
They've shown improvement, but they're still not there, you know? They still keep coming up short. Every couple of years, they'll show up.
I read an article today, and I'm a bit concerned. Frankie Montas, I'm saying it right?
Yeah,
he's heading for surgery now?
We spoke about that yesterday. Yeah, he's got that pendant surgery. Looks like Tommy John, so he could be done for a minute.
A long minute.
Second half of the year, and he's saying he could be back. But I'm holding on hope that Manny Machado's in pinstripes next season after this one, something like that. So,
well, that's a big if, Peter. There's a lot still to happen there. I don't know, Pearly, you think they're gonna let Machado go?
They have a choice to make because they got Tatis to pay, they get Juan Soto to pay, they got they spend some money this year. They can lose Machado.
They're not a big market team.
They're not a big enough. They're going all in now to try win now. And it's not going to work.
It's just too many good teams in that division.
Yes.
So, I mean,
No. There's one good team in that division they can't overpass. They can overpass the others. There's one good team in that division they cannot pass.
I don't think... Listen, I'm looking at that division. Boy, they might want to keep him if they could for one more year.
Listen, let me tell you something. They better keep him because next year, Ohtani can be a Dodger.
Boy, if somebody kept talking it into existence, his name would be Pearly.
That comes up in every podcast I'm listening to, and it makes sense of what they did, not going after Belly, not going after Justin, and really not spending a lot of money and really banking some money to get themselves under the luxury tax. They're going all in over by next year.
Well, they can make him
the $50 million player.
Well, they better connect, because if they do all that and don't get him, man, it's so rough.
If they do all that, listen, if they do all that and don't get him, they still got a ton of money to get other people, because basically, you have Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Will Smith, only a few players on the contract. They have a lot of money next year. They have a lot of money to spend next year.
Yeah, but who's going to be available, in that year? So
next year, free agent class is supposed to be a very good free agent class.
Who's in the free agent class next year?
Manny Machado is one. Ohtani is one, and I don't have the names at the top of my head, but there's a number of players out there who are free agents next year.
Aaron George is locked up, right? So that's
all right. Fine.
And you gotta slip it up numbers too.
Going down the biggest names. I think Scherzer is a free agent, right? Cabrera is.
Miguel Cabrera, but he is extra long in the tooth there, Peter.
Cabrera, nobody won. Minnesota, then how much Minnesota? Any lockup in back with Minnesota?
Who? Miguel Cabrera, possibly,
Who's going down the list here? I don't know if this is a current list, but it says 2024. Marcus Stroman, Josh Donaldson, Joey Votto, Clayton Kershaw, Adam Wainwright, Cody Bellinger, even Longoria. I mean, if you got money, you can put together a roster.
Well, the good thing about it is you got a long offseason for baseball. So it gives you a lot to look at and see, and check players off. And then you start to see, all right, who's going after the remaining pitchers, outfielders, infielders, so on and so forth. But other news from around the league, news from the NFL, this just breaking today. Alvin Kamara indicted. Says running back among four men charged in an alleged beating at a Las Vegas nightclub in February of 2022, a year ago. And New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara, Cincinnati Bengals cornerback Chris Lammons, and two other men have been indicted and charged with conspiracy to commit battery and battery resulting in substantial bodily harm in connection with an alleged confrontation in Las Vegas in February 2022. This according to David Charnes of 8 News Now. Darnell Green, who accused Kamara and his group of assault, has also filed a lawsuit and is seeking damages exceeding $10 million from Michael Bell of Fox 5 Vegas. Videos and audio recording taken in an SUV after the report of the assault have not been released. The lawsuit includes still images from surveillance video and transcription of the recording. Green has said he was waiting for an elevator in the Drails nightclub alongside Kamara's group. When he attempted to enter, Kamara placed his hand on his chest to prevent him from doing so. Green said he pushed Kamara's hand away before Kamara pushed him, and Lammons punched him and pushed him against the wall. The lawsuit also claimed that Kamara bragged about it with a member of his group, stating, "I connected with the expletive's jaw so hard." And, of course, here we have it. His next court appearance, Kamara, that is set for March 2nd in Nevada District Court. So Kamara is 27, spent the first 6 seasons of an NFL career in New Orleans. The NFL has not taken any disciplinary action up until this point. But once the legal process is concluded, he could be facing the possibility of a suspension. So more red flags and question marks.
I will not be keeping in my keeper league.
No, sir. Speaking of football, Peter, I don't know if you've seen this, but Eagles must reinvent themselves to remain title contenders after loss of both coordinators. We got Peter, or did we lose Peter?
I know you like that. I know you like that.
One thing about Peter, but he'll pop in, and then he'll pop out, and then... Is he popping back in? Did he mute himself? Anyway, Philadelphia got a lot more to do than that. They lost. They're going to lose some players, too, in free agency. A lot of one-year deals on that roster.
Who they losing?
Ndamukong Suh, Bradbury, the cornerback. The safety with two names, Gardner Webb. They got a couple of pieces. A piece of the offensive line is a free agent. A couple of the running backs are free agents. They got issues. All right. Now, they got to sign Hurts to an extension. All right. He's due $4.8 million. But with Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert eligible for extensions and the Ravens going through negotiation with Lamar Jackson, he's about to get paid.
Yeah, but they ain't losing. I mean, the biggest thing they're losing is Jason Kelce.
No. Here's all the expiring contracts. Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, James Bradbury, Isaac Seumalo, T.J. Edwards, Marcus Epps, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Miles Sanders, Jason Kelce, who's going to contemplate retirement. So that's some big cogs right there. Yeah. So when you look at that, they got a lot of reloading to do, and you got to have two new coordinators in there.
Well, let's see what happens.
You know? So I think it is a situation in something to look at in Philadelphia. And Lamar Jackson, according to Baltimore, they're going to go through the motions with him, but he could end up elsewhere.
They're going to franchise tag him.
And what's all that noise in the background? That's you or that's Peter?
That's not me, my brother. Okay. This noise, Peter banging. That's
yeah, Peter. Peter, man.
See, here's the thing with that situation, if you don't mind. With Lamar Jackson, it's like, it's just bad. You know, it's just bad the way that the whole thing's playing out on both sides. And I don't know. He doesn't have an agent. And I heard his agent's his mom, and you know, I mean, she could be like a super financial whiz. I don't know. I don't know if his mom has a degree in finance. She could, I don't know. But my understanding, from what I've read and everything, and I'm not there, so I don't know. But my understanding is he wants the same contract Deshaun Watson has, plus one. So everything guaranteed, plus a little bit more money. And that's tough. That's really tough. You know, to say, because you're like, well, Mahomes just won a Super Bowl, and he's not making Deshaun Watson money. So I think it gives GMs a reason to pause. Well, you know, maybe we could get somebody else who's better than you, who makes less money, and we could still, you know, fill out the roster. The counter argument to that is, hey, if you sign him to the long-term deal, you don't have to worry about a quarterback anymore. And it's not his job to find talent. It's your job to find talent in the draft and free agency. So you can't blame Lamar Jackson for wanting money, which could potentially cripple the salary cap of the Ravens. So it's both sides. But if you franchise tag him, it's not like Dallas, where, you know, Jerry's going to be like, well, you know, we'll figure it out. It's the Ravens. And they let Flacco go.
But they let Flacco go when he was past his prime, bro.
They did. I agree with that, right? But you look at, I'll put this, let me put it this way. What more can Lamar Jackson do?
What more
and
can he do?
If you trade him, yeah, what?
If you give him the talent, there's a hell of a lot more he can do, like probably win a Super Bowl.
Right, but what he has, I think he's maximized with what the roster is. They don't have a number one wide receiver.
So they need to find talent around him, bottom line.
Right, but that's not his fault. So he's done everything he can with what they've given him. So can't you pay the man? And
I agree, for
the people who say, oh, he's not worth, remember now, when you get your first big contract, because after your rookie deal expires, the understanding is the team is paying you for past production market value plus production moving forward market value. And that's what the signing bonus is, right? It's for, well, we're going to pay you for, you know, the 4 years where, you know, you're on a rookie contract, right? That's what, and I like how Dallas, you know, I'm not a Dallas fan, but I like what Dallas did. They gave Dak $110 million of his money in the first 2 years, which is great. So when Dak goes to his bank, he's got, you know, out of $170 million, he's got $110 million of that already in the first 24 months. That's fantastic.
But Peter, Dak is a $35 million or $30 or $40 million cap hit this year and a $50 million cap hit next year for Dallas.
If we don't extend it, which we can do at any time, Pearly, and make the numbers work.
But he's not though. He's only if he hits his incentives.
No,
right?
No, Peter.
No. As of right now, his cap hit against Dallas is close to $40 million for next year and $51 million for the year after.
And they're going
to
extend him next year.
They can extend that because Dak isn't going anywhere.
And now so, they'll have some more money to play because, you know, breaking story, news a little earlier today from Adam Schefter. Apparently the Cowboys will release Ezekiel Elliott.
Wow. Common sense.
Because the cap hit is zero.
Thank you, Jesus. No. If they release him now, it's like they get $6 million in savings, and if they release him post June 1st, I think they get like $10.6 million in savings.
Yeah. So now is the point where you can release him, and it's not a bit of last season would have been rough.
They need to wait till June 2nd to release him, so they save more money.
Well, you know, they're probably doing him a favor, give him more time to find a new team.
Right, you know, because I've been talking to Josh Jacobs.
He's going to sign a Buku contract.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs should get paid. If you're a star on a dysfunctional organization, you should get paid. You really should. I hear what's his name won't get paid. Daniel Jones, he's asking for money. It ain't happening.
I think he got to give him one more. I think he can't give him this 1 year and then think that's it. He had all these years looking like crap, and then you have a good year this year. Think, no, if he do it again this year, then I'll pay him.
Earl, this coach won Coach of the Year for a reason. Yeah. He won Coach of the Year because you could take average Daniel Jones and one offensive player who keeps anybody up at night in the running back Saquon Barkley and win that many games. Dable is a genius.
And they can win more next year.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to put it a different way. If Dak is a free agent, is Dak signed somewhere as a starter?
No, he stays in Dallas, I think.
No. If Dak is a free agent, can't go back to Dallas. Is there another team with another 31 who would sign Dak Prescott?
There are about 10 or 20 of them that would take him.
Thank you. If Daniel Jones is a free agent and he can't go back to the Giants, who's signing him?
Two or three teams. Listen, Peter. If fellas take Baker Mayfield, they take Daniel Jones.
Yes. And Daniel improved.
I don't think so because Baker was productive.
Daniel Jones was very productive this year. Baker hasn't been productive for 2 or 3 years.
Daniel Jones was productive in a system that was super catered to him.
Fine. It doesn't matter what it is. But he was productive this year, and Baker Mayfield wasn't.
It
might be in Daniel's best interest to stay in Giants with that coach and developing that system.
But what if that coach don't want him?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he could go get somebody else. He could get Derek Carr. And he could get somebody who, like, better. You know?
And he should. And Daniel Jones would end up somewhere like Carolina or somewhere like that as a stopgap measure until the rookie quarterback they pick ready.
USFL, CFL, plenty of places you can go and play. Lamar Jackson.
I mean, real football starts next month in the USFL. That's their ad. Real football begins in 2 months.
But think, Lamar Jackson with the Giants in that system with all the RPOs and all the rollers, because they run the Buffalo Bills system. That would be incredible.
Yeah. You'll give Philly and Dallas a good run.
Is there any credibility?
Naughty don't want him in the NFC East.
Oh. No, boy.
Lamar Jackson.
Bring him. We deal with all that.
And I'll tell you this. Let me throw some blasphemy and see if anybody can respond. As much as I like Tua, I'll take Lamar in Miami today.
Yes, boy. You ought to be dangerous for him.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
In that system, in that heavy run system, oh, yeah.
You can imagine him in there with the two. You can't have much spies because you're allowing by two wide receivers to break it on you, and then you allow you to play for them two wide receivers, he can run on you all day. Especially if Josh Jacobs comes to, oh my goodness, Super Bowl. Well,
even with the running backs you got now, he has the ball.
We don't have the running backs. We don't have any running backs.
Mudsack was on a 1-year deal.
All our running backs are free agents. All.
Oh boy.
We expect to bring Wilson and Mudsack back. We expect to bring them back.
Okay, let's say they come back. He fakes a handoff. If you got outside contained, you gotta respect the fact that he could run. So then you can't crash in to help.
Yes, you know? Exactly. And you know Miami's gonna improve his offensive line this year.
He can still flick the ball 60 yards down the field of Tyreek Hill. So you're stuck. I was thinking Derek Carr is coming to Dolphins. I don't know
if he bring Derek Carr, he'd be pissed. The only person I think is Lamar Jackson.
You wouldn't take Jimmy Garoppolo?
Only person I'll take is Lamar Jackson.
I understand. Because I hear that Trey Lance is looking to get out of San Francisco. So
the only player I'll take is Lamar Jackson.
Wouldn't take any. Okay, no problem. Nope. Can I switch gears and ask a question? Because I don't know the reasons. I'm hoping you guys do. Part of this all day today. Why don't the Lakers re-sign Westbrook?
They can't.
Okay, so they can't do it. Okay.
No, because you trade him, you can't re-sign him back. The rules don't allow that.
Okay. Thank you.
But speaking of Westbrook,
there's
some landing spots.
There's a rumor that people talk about when Cleveland buys out Kevin Love, that the Lakers should pick him up.
Why? Because that's Bond's buddy?
what is he doing?
We don't need Kevin Love. Los Angeles Clippers are a potential landing spot for Westbrook. The Miami Heat are also a potential landing spot when he's bought out. The Chicago Bulls. And the number one contender, the Washington Wizards, to reacquire him, to run it back. And he said he might go back there because that was the last place he was truly able to be himself in a way that it actually helped the team. He averaged 22 points and 11 assists. That was a career high, and 11 rebounds a game.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be happy for him, yeah.
What went wrong with Westbrook in L.A.?
It wasn't his style of play doesn't fit.
LeBron made him a scapegoat and threw him under the bus.
Yeah, but his style of play still doesn't fit.
The Lakers need shooters and he's not a shooter, is that why?
Because he has to have the ball in his hand at all times. And he's not a good three-point shooter.
Well, he's a playmaker, so he needs the ball.
Yeah, but so is LeBron.
Okay, so it's not from lack of talent or work ethic. It doesn't fit.
I think he's very talented, but I just don't think it fit. I don't think it was the right chemistry. That's my opinion.
Well, Pearly, speaking of chemistry, this came out today. Joseph Zucker on Twitter. And this according to Colin Cowherd. LeBron James camp is upset with Anthony Davis. Lakers power forward linked to Mavs. Now, the Los Angeles Lakers are never too far from the next rumor of internal turmoil. Trading Westbrook to the Jazz was not only about improving the team on the court, but also lifting up the general atmosphere in the locker room. Westbrook may not be the only star who grew discontented in L.A., though. Fox Sports' Colin Cowherd reported on Thursday on his radio show that LeBron James is not happy with teammate Anthony Davis, and once Davis held more accountable. LeBron has always tried to get along with everybody. Michael Jordan would have just called out Westbrook or Anthony Davis. Cowherd added that a trade to the Dallas Mavericks could be in the play for the 8-time All-Star in the offseason. Prior to suffering a foot injury, Davis was playing some of his best basketball of his career. He averaged 27 points, 12 rebounds in his first 25 games, a stretch that included a 55-point, 17-rebound outing on December 4th, a win over the Wizards. But the 29-year-old hasn't been able to stay in shape and hasn't been the same player since returning to the court in the last 10 games, only putting up 22.5 points per game and shooting just 19% from beyond the arc.
He hasn't, be honest, he has not looked good in the last 4 or 5 games.
Well, if you hear in stuff, and you know Clutch Agency, they both got the same agency. If you hear in rumors that LeBron is upset, you know what that means, right? You about to get thrown under the bus and you about to get traded out of there.
I don't know because I watched the chemistry. I kind of like this team they got now. I've been watching them for the last couple of games, and I don't see that. I can see it like LeBron hardly used to like high five or dap Westbrook, but I don't see that happen between him and thing. I see them doing a little hand, funny hand thing and stuff like that in the game yesterday.
But Anthony had 28 points last night.
Yeah, but he had but eight of them in the end of the fourth quarter in garbage time.
But like, I mean, it just, you don't gotta go to that. And I'm gonna listen, quote him.
The shots he took, Peter, amount of shots he took, he should have scored 30 plus points last night. Maybe 40, close to 40 points.
To quote legendary Oklahoma football coach Barry Switzer, who got two Super Bowl rings in the NFL.
So how many Super Bowl rings in the NFL?
One.
Two.
One.
Not one? Oh, one, sorry.
95 on Jimmy Johnson's team in 95. And nothing else. Lost in 94.
Who threw that up?
He said, we're not going to always get along. We're not going to double date and drink RC Colas. So LeBron and AD ain't got to be best buddies. We just got to play. They ain't got to be the best.
But we've seen LeBron's track record proceeding when it comes to not being best buddies with a teammate and how that works out for said teammate.
And I think, at least that, because that has to change. Dude, like, yo, you have a job to do. Come do your job and go home.
We got a caller on the line. Let's check the caller real quick. Y'all listen out. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Mr. Producer. Oh, yeah. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey. Listen, Artie.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Listen, I want to say something to, what do you name?
Pearly or Peter?
Pearly.
Go ahead.
Pearly, I don't know if Pearly watched that game last night, right? But according to what I saw, that's the best Lakers look from in the last 20-something game.
Yes, right?
Listen,
you're
to
right.
This, Naughty.
I agree.
Listen to that, Naughty. Are you poorly listening? LeBron at 29 minutes. He never played 29 minutes in all his career. 29 minutes. And Anthony Davis had 30 minutes. And the Lakers blow out. The team would just beat them a couple weeks ago without LeBron.
Yeah, but hold on now. You got to give D'Angelo Russell and his 28 right, minutes and 21.7 assists. All right.
The reason why Westbrook ain't a good fit for that team is three things. Westbrook is not a three-point shooter. Matter of fact,
yes,
he can't even shoot free throws.
Correct.
Right? And number two, he's not a good defender. And
correct.
Number four,
No, I don't know about the defender now. I think he's a good defender. What kind of defender are you saying? Team Naughty. Defense or individual defense? Because referees play defense.
Speaking, but individual defense? That ain't his game. But watch this. Listen to this. Now, concerning both half court, playing half court game, making a play for yourself, that ain't him. D'Angelo could do that. D'Angelo could shoot. D'Angelo could facilitate. He had a way better game, and he's a good three-point shooter, a good free-throw shooter. And he can play D. See, when you look at that team now, that team set up the way the Lakers need that team to be set up. You hear LeBron press conference? You hear LeBron press conference?
Which one?
The one where he had, I think it was this morning sometime today.
No, but anyway, what I miss?
You know, any big up Westbrook them and thank them for coming, blah, blah, blah.
No, what did he say?
He said short credits to Westbrook them.
No, they don't credit to no Westbrook them. He talking with the fellas them with them now.
No. He made mention of them. He talked about the team. He talked about the chemistry, the team coming together.
Right.
Obama made his first appearance last night. He found out. Yeah, but the team, it's set up nice. If they make a run, ain't nobody going to want to play them. If they get that chemistry together, they ain't quite there yet.
That's what he said. Once the chemistry comes together, Naughty.
Yeah.
You remember when LeBron had gone? I think he had gone to the Heat when he go into the Heats, right?
Uh-huh.
Remember that team they had? They lose, but how much games did they lose straight before they going on winning three?
Yeah, they did not. They didn't get off to a good start at first.
Right.
No, they didn't.
Of course, they was in gelling together.
But they didn't have the pressure of having 27 games left in the season to make the playoffs on them either.
Right. Now, let me show you another thing, Naughty. If you look at all the teams would be playing, moving forward, look at all the teams we playing. All them teams is teams we play, and we done win one game without the crew we playing now. And
look at all them teams we playing in front of us.
We get 3 points.
We trying to catch them. We trying to catch about five of them in front of us who we playing a couple of against.
Well, guess what? Pearly, watch this. Do you know, Pearly, all we got to do is win 10 games. 10 out of 15, and we will be in sixth spot. Now, without them 10, we got to beat each person who we play. Because all of them who we playing now, all of us, pile up in that little position right there.
Yeah, we got to win 10. But it's
loss,
10 we got to win.
29 loss
win.
And all
the
them
key,
things.
But it's a key 10 we got to win.
Right? Huh? It's not right. It's which 10 you're going to win, but the thing is, they're all winnable games.
Right, that's what they were saying, too. And watch this, Naughty. If we win 15 games, we in playoffs. If we win 15 out of 20 out of 23, we get 23 more games. All we got to do is win 15 out of that. And we in playoffs.
Yeah, they said they go 16-8 in the last, and we won last night. So if we go 15-8, we'll be fine.
Yeah. So anyhow,
we'll see how it plays out. If the chemistry catches and they gel, I think they should be solid.
Yeah, I believe we can pull off though.
You got
15, 16, 17,
you got,
whatever.
You got some games on tap tonight that might help with that playoff positioning too. You got the Bucks and the Bulls in the East. You got the Wizards and the Timberwolves. Timberwolves 31-29. They dropped that. That gives the Lakers a chance to creep up in the rankings a little bit.
Right.
Clippers
32-28
taking on the Suns 32-27. Yeah, let's see. Suns maybe making a little run of their own, but, you know, pushing some other teams down in the process helps the Lakers climb up.
Speaking of climbing up, how does Kevin Love, what does he do on the team to help them make the playoffs?
Sit on the bench and cheer.
Because I don't see a fit for him. I don't.
Who's that?
Kevin Love.
Sit on the bench and cheer.
That's it. Well, we lost the caller, but yeah, still on the bench and chairs, correct. That's all he brings to the table, like mix the Gatorade. Right now, the Lakers are 27-32. They're 14 games out of first, but only 3.5 out of 7 spot and the 6th spot with the Timberwolves.
Four. They're 14.
No. We're 14 back. They're 10.5 back. It's 3.5.
And 4.5 out of the 4th place.
Correct.
Out of the 5th place.
Right. And I see some of them teams fading, so we'll see.
Yeah. But, you know, you look in the loss column, you got Clippers, Timberwolves, the Mavericks, the Pelicans, the Warriors, the Thunder, all got 29 losses. That's all who in the best. And then you got the Jazz and the Blazers with 31 and 30 losses, respectively. The Lakers got 32 losses, so... It's about beating those teams. You know, it's about winning and not getting any more numbers on the right, in the right column, in the right hand column.
And we need all hands on deck now. No more cramps, no more sitting out, no more tapping out.
I like what I saw. I like the Japanese kid. I gotta call him the Japanese kid. I love his game.
Hachimura.
Hachimura, I love his game. I like what I see.
Well, guys,
I like the second team, the team that LeBron wasn't playing on. That's what I like. I like their spirit and how they play.
I like the young guys. I must not lie. I like watching the new guys. Glad to see D'Angelo Russell back. But we got to get to the break, and Adam Schefter is taking us home. I got an update on Ezekiel Elliott, how it's going to play out in Dallas. But guess what? Dallas looked like they were getting ready to shake things up and make some moves in this offseason. Maybe Jerry about to push it all in and go for that Super Bowl.
All right.
We'll see. Pretty happy air frying. Peter, happy workout. We'll see you all tomorrow. As we do the Friday edition of Talking Edge right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Great stuff today, everybody who chimed in. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and you set up a robotic prostatectomy.
When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient, so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Cowboys have some decisions to make at running back. Tony Pollard, I'm a free agent, coming off surgery for a high ankle sprain, while Ezekiel Elliott going to count for over $16 million against the cap if the Cowboys decide to bring him back. Cowboys legend Emmitt Smith says Jerry should run it back. He told Pro Football Talk, I'm keeping both. I may franchise tag Pollard and I may go for a contract restructure with Zeke, but I'm keeping both. And the reason why is because we've got to get Pollard back healthy and we need Zeke. Of course, that is a running back who's talking from a different era when the running, we really did have to pay your running back. I don't know that you still do, Graz. What can you tell us about Pollard and Zeke for next season?
Pollard's free agent. If they wanted to franchise tag him, that cost will be about $10 million. The situation's complicated by the fact that he suffered a season-ending injury, and they're not sure how healthy he's going to be come the start of the regular season. So they have to assess that and bake that into whatever decision that they make. And you mentioned Ezekiel Elliott's, you know, his cap number is $16 million, $16.7 million next year. They're going to have to knock that down, whether it's via a pay cut or a restructure of some kind, if Ezekiel Elliott wants to be on the team. That's just too high a cap number to carry for a running back in this day and age. No more guaranteed money on that deal, so the team does have some leverage if they want to go to him about a pay cut.
Restructure sounds so much better than a pay cut, doesn't it, Booger? Do you agree with it, Emmett, that Dallas should bring both guys back, Pollard and Zeke?
Yeah, if they can get them both at a reasonable number. I think Tony Pollard proved that he can be and every down back. He may not be able to carry the football 25 times between the tackles, but he can be their most explosive playmaker. So yeah, you need to franchise him. By all accounts, it's a broken bone, bones heal. So I don't think they're overly concerned about that. But as far as Ezekiel Elliott is concerned, they have to figure out a way to lower that salary, i.e. cap number, because in the end, they're not getting enough bang for their buck from Ezekiel Elliott. But for some reason, and this is the thing I don't know, Gross. For some reason, Jerry Jones loves Ezekiel Elliott. Every time he's asked about him, he's like, yeah, Zeke is going to be a Cowboy. Zeke deserves to be a Cowboy. I'm starting to wonder, does Zeke have pictures on Jerry or something? Because not a lot of teams agree with Jerry Jones when it comes to Zeke. I think Zeke right now is someone who, if they could get out under that contract, they would have done it a long time ago.
Ross?
Yeah, Zeke's a dirty work guy for them, Booger, right? He blocks he pass protects. He does a lot of things that don't show up in his stat sheets, and I do think Jerry has an appreciation for that.
You know, I hate to say it, guys, and I think there should be an exception in the CBA for running backs. They should be paid outside of the salary cap. But I got to say it, as things are now, you never have to pay your running back. It almost never works out. And unless you're talking about a guy who gives you a premium at the position, like Saquon did this year for the Giants when they didn't have anything else, or Christian McCaffrey did for the Niners, putting them over the top. I don't want to say they're all the same, right? Because there is a difference. But, man, if you got a good offensive line, you give me a decent back, I'm going to be good. And if you have a bad offensive line, it doesn't really matter who your running back is anyway. You're not going to do much. I hate to say it, but I don't think you got me either. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Zeke, Jason Kelce is undecided on playing in 2023, saying he wants to let the batteries recharge before moving forward with a plan. Booger McFarland, how devastating would this loss be for Hurts and the Eagles?
Well, obviously, he's a Hall of Fame type player, so yes, this would be extremely devastating. He's the guy who makes the show go up front. I think maybe if they twist his arm and maybe limit some practice time, they can talk him into coming back one more year. But let's not forget, he came back one more year this season. Right. Hopefully they can talk him back into doing it again, because he is still one of the better centers in football.
Yeah, I think it's a big loss, and not to diminish Jason Kelce's importance at all. I think he's a great player and like one of the heart and soul guys. But Stoutland, right, who they just extended, the offensive line coach, oh my God. Every time they get a guy, they've had a lot of talent. But even like Mailata, right? Like, who's Mailata? He never played football before. And you blink and they're like, ooh, that's a left tackle.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.